This is VPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station with Dale Gentry and friends, calling America to pray, a member of the Breakout Prayer Network. Let's pray, America.
It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Hey, thank you, Tom, and good Tuesday morning, everybody. It's time for Prophetic Tuesday here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Good to have you listening. It's going to be a big, big day, and we have much to do the next hour because I believe that one word from God can change your life forever. And so we are here today. And thank you for being a part of BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station. So good Tuesday morning, everybody. Welcome to Prophetic Tuesday here on BPN Radio. We also want to welcome those who are joining us on Facebook Live. This is your 24-hour internet prayer station, and we are keeping the fire burning on the altar, around the clock, around the globe, keeping the watch of the Lord according to 2 Chronicles 23:6. Which says, and all the people shall keep the watch of the Lord. So we're watching and praying just as Jesus taught us to do. Remember, the views and opinions of those on this broadcast or any of our programs here on BPN Radio may or may not be the views of Breakout Prayer Network. BPN Radio is not responsible for any counsel or prophetic words given on this broadcast, but we are delighted that you're listening today. This program is produced by Michael Sean Bourne, supported by you, our loyal listeners, with the help of Aliona Pertuca, and as well as Ian and Allison Kieber. It's a wonderful day here, and we are ready to go. So welcome. Welcome to Prophetic Tuesday on BPN Radio. And we are going to pray, and we're going to prophesy. And a little bit of our theme song here with Martin Smith and Delirious, my friend from England.
I hear the words of the prophet. I love to sing with the angels. I love to hear children praying. I love to see weak make strong. But most of all, I love to hear the voice of God.
Yes, most of all, I love to hear the voice of God. And so we are going to believe today that the Holy Spirit is going to speak to those of you. I've been up early praying this morning, praying over people that have left their name, and their city and state will only give the first name, of course. But I've been praying, calling your name in prayer. And remember that I won't get to everybody today, but I do have your names. I'm keeping a list of your names, and I'll be praying for as many as I possibly can. But even if you don't have your name called today, you must remember that there's a prophetic anointing that is present here on BPN Radio today. I just believe that even though your name may not be called, the Holy Spirit can speak a special word to you. So we just pray the Holy Spirit will open our spiritual ears to hear, open our spiritual eyes to see, open our hearts to receive. And remember, if you receive a prophetic word today, that it could be a now word, it could be a future word, it could be a confirming word, it could be a new word, but you need to write it down. And remember that you cannot receive a word with your mind, because your mind does not have the capability or the capacity to receive a word from God. And remember, if you receive a prophetic word, it is not a chapter, or it is not a book. It is a word. And what you do is write it down. And so you write it down, and as you speak that word and receive it by faith, remember, you never have to receive a prophetic word if you don't bear witness to it. But you can't bear witness with your mind. You bear witness with your spirit. You write it down, even though it may seem impossible, because that's what God wants to do. That's what why the prophetic was sent, a revelatory word, a rhema word, because Matthew chapter 4, Luke chapter 4 said that man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. And that word in the Greek there is rhema, every rhema word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. And so I'm just a mouthpiece from the Holy Spirit, giving you a word that I hear the Holy Spirit saying, or maybe something I see, and it may be even a gifting that you have in your life. But and a lot of times, you know, when I give a word, it's not anything that may be connected to your present circumstances. And so you just say, well, I don't know how that's going to work out, but I receive and I believe that all things are possible. There's a lot of skeptics today concerning prophecy. But, you know, recently I was reading in Luke chapter 1, and when you read Luke chapter 1, then you'll not be able to deny how the prophetic works. I mean, the whole chapter of Luke chapter 1 is just filled with prophetic words. And a word comes to Mary. She said, how shall these things be? A word comes to Elizabeth. A word comes to, it's just full of prophecy. And even Mary ends up prophesying over herself, because the angel of the Lord, we don't need the angel to come and tell us now, because we have the Holy Ghost, we have the Holy Spirit. But the angel of the Lord comes and begins to speak to Mary about having a child. And Mary, of course, with her natural response, because every time you receive a prophetic word, there will be a natural response because your mind will say, how can that be? And that's exactly what she said. How shall these things be, seeing that I know not a man? But the angel of the Lord said, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you and anoint you, and the Holy One, the anointing of the Holy Ghost, will come upon you and will give, you'll conceive to that dream, that vision, and that child. So I'm here to tell you, regardless of what is going on in your life, regardless of your circumstances, regardless of what is happening, you must understand that God desires to speak to you in ways that you could not comprehend, in ways that does not seem probable. I mean, the Holy Spirit spoke to Gene and I in 1990 after we had been going for 5 years, doing 2-3 day meetings a week, and we had been leading prayer, prophesying, and the Holy Spirit gave us a word in January of 1990. You're going to start going to churches, staying for weeks and months at a time. And we could not get our head around that. We did not know anybody that was doing that at the moment, but I know that there's no new thing under the sun. And so he spoke to us, and we simply wrote it down, and we began to speak that. You know, you have the power of the tongue. John chapter 1, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The Word became flesh and dwelt among us. You literally speak your worlds into existence. The Bible said that God spoke the Word and the worlds came into existence. So what you do is you take the Word and you speak it into existence. You do not give up on it. You do not become double-minded about it. You speak it. And just as Mary had a baby without ever knowing a man, you too will see miracles happen in your life. And eventually, about 6 months later, Gene and I went to a church in West Columbia, Texas. We were scheduled to be there for 3 days, stayed for 11 weeks, and then it began. For 8 years, Gene and I traveled across America, different nations of the world, leading long-term revivals. And some lasting for weeks or months at a time. 1 year, Gene was only home for 6 weeks the entire year. So you got to receive it. You got to speak it, declare it, and know that God desires to bless you. So today, I just declare that the Holy Spirit is at work in your life today, and I pray the will of God and the plan of God is going to be done today. And so I'm going to begin to prophesy today. Hey, remember that if I have given words, if you received a word over the past few weeks, several weeks, you can go to Breakout Radio Church, and on the left side of the website there, breakoutradiochurch.com, is the BPN prophetic sessions, and so all of those are now being placed on that website. You can go and listen to your word again, or if you haven't heard it, you can listen for the first time. So I appreciate those that are putting those prophetic words on. And this program will be repeated throughout the day on BPN Radio as well as Facebook Live. So here we go. I have a word for Priscilla and Ryan from Bryan, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, the ability to make special deals is a major part of your future. You are a couple who, like the sons of Issachar, understand the times that we are now living in. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're going to have a major advantage in the economic world because you are going to see things that are happening in concerning the world market, and you're going to be advising ministries as well as other companies and corporations concerning the future. You have a revelatory grasp concerning the world wide money market, which is going to be so vitally important in days to come with everything changing in the economics of this nation and nations of the world. As a result of your insight, God's going to give you great promotion because of your anointing to prophesy concerning future economic happenings. I see you operating in the prophetic with tongues interpretation, and you're going to discern the rhythms of life, which you will share with many people. And Taylor, also from Bryan, Texas. Taylor, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that God has given you an amazing gift of wisdom, wisdom that is beyond your years. In days to come, many men, your senior, will begin to seek you out and draw from the wonderful gift God has placed in your life, helping major ministries and different entities walk out their God-given plan, interacting only with those who are focused and have a deep commitment to their project or their assignment. And you will help them with their strategies, serving others from a practical viewpoint, loving Jesus, but having a low tolerance for those who only want to view everything from just a spiritual aspect. Christina from Lake Worth. Christina, God is giving you entrance into people who are in high places, particular Spanish-speaking people who have all of these opportunities coming their way but do not know how to dissect and put these things in proper order. You're going to help them, Christina. I bless you and release this special anointing in your life. Also, we hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must stand your ground, that you will come through with rewards. Don't be double-minded, for a double-minded person will not receive the rewards. Be strong, be confident, for there are unseen forces working with you on behalf of your situation. And Lane from Denton, Texas, Lane, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you must not allow yourself to be robbed of those things that God has placed in your heart as a boy. Give all of your expectations to hear and do not allow yourself to live in a land of disappointment or confusion, for God is not the author of confusion. Remember, Elaine, that your times are not his times, and you must not try to make anything happen. You must not bring a baby forth prematurely. No premies in your life. Know that who you are in Christ, and that you are a mighty anointed young man, and there's an incredible anointing that's residing inside of you that will bring you to key places in the kingdom. And for Bill in West Palm, Florida, the words of Jesus I speak to you. He has anointed you to bind up the wounded and to heal the brokenhearted and to declare the acceptable year of the Lord, which is this year. Do these things and you will never run out of blessing. If you will not seek the blessing, but you will be a blessing, you will always have blessings chasing you down. Let everything else go in the past, including all connections to the past that seemingly disregard the anointing and the giftings that operate in your life. Lighten your load, simplify your life, for there's much to do. And many are waiting for you. You've never seen their face or heard their name, but they are waiting for you. And Sarah, from Boger, West Sussex, United Kingdom. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that if it were not possible, he would have not have told you this. He would not have placed this assignment in your life. Remember that most of those who started with you will not finish with you. Many will turn aside from the original commitment they made, but don't allow these individuals to distract you from what God has placed in your heart for this time and season. And the Lord is, I hear the Lord encouraging you today, Sarah, from West Sussex, United Kingdom, that you are to be strong and of a good courage. Press on. Don't look to the right or to the left. The finish line is just ahead. So keep going. Don't stop now. And I have a word for Lynn from Shrub Oak, New York. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Lynn, that you are to quit looking and waiting for more confirmation. Time is passing, and the time is now. Executive privileges have been given to you, not in the realm of the natural, but in the realm of the supernatural. Don't be concerned with opposing voices who are always trying to speak different prophetic warnings into your life, although we know that counsel is very important. But too many voices that you have heard will bring a lot of confusion. And you must understand that the voice that you know is the voice that you are that you have heard many times, and you know that you have been brought to the kingdom for such a time as this. I bless you, Lynn, from Shrub Oak, New York. And BK from Huntsville, Alabama. You're getting stronger and stronger. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying your enemies are getting weaker and weaker. Your ministry is taking on an entirely new dimension, causing you to break some relationships that you felt were loyal in days gone by have now become disloyal. And it can be quite disheartening. But remember, this is a season of your life and ministry where the Holy Spirit is taking those who sit under your ministry down to the water, just as the prophet of old did. So don't ever rely on numbers again. Don't count the people. Don't grade the success of your ministry according to the number of people that are sitting in the pews. Remember that God can save by many, or he can save by few. And those who are with you cannot leave, and those who are not with you cannot stay. You trust me. I hear the Holy Spirit saying, you trust me during this season of sifting, because once the sifting season has been completed, there's going to be tremendous fruit come your way. I bless you, BK, from Huntsville, Alabama. And Carol from Dallas, Texas. I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you are the one who gathers for a common cause, declaring there is a cause and other people attracted to your call, responding in most unusual ways, not in ordinary ways, but in most unusual ways. I bless you, Carol. And Daniel from Karachi, Pakistan. Daniel, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he has put a mark on you and your family, a mark on your forehead concerning his knowledge, and you will share that word of knowledge with many people, and that knowledge and insight will cause you and your family, will cause your family to grow over the wall just like it was during Joseph's time. He has placed in you and your family very strategic opportunities, giving you strategies to share the gospel to your people and your neighbors and your nation and neighboring nations as well. And Michelle from Houston, Texas, I hear the Holy Spirit saying the favor of God is upon you in the corporate world. I see you sitting on boards of major corporations because of your quiet spirit, your ability to hear, and the wisdom that dwells in you. You will be a woman of few words, but like E.F. Hutton, a lot of people are going to be listening to you because promotion comes from the Lord. Does not come from the east or the west or the south, but promotion comes from the Lord. And Michelle from Houston, Texas, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that he is promoting you. And Lori from Clewiston, Florida. Here the Holy Spirit is saying you have a remarkable gift to minister in hazardous and tense situations. The ability to stay calm, cool, and collected in times of stressful and challenging events is going to make you a major player in days to come. It's going to take you out of obscurity, take you out of the crowd, and place you in significant places, taking charge of a situation when it appears that everything around you is falling down. One who is not recognized until the chips are down, but God is going to bring you forth in that particular time, just as he brought Joseph forth in the time of famine, from the prison to the palace. It's going to be like that in your life, Lori. And Kelsey from Dallas, Georgia. I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're one who loves to start a fight. You love a good fight because you love competition. You love to watch others compete. And out of that crowd of competitors, you're going to begin to choose these people who will go with you and help you accomplish incredible things, not only in America, but in other nations of the world. Kelsey, I see your passport being stamped many, many times because you are a pioneer. You are a young lady of great adventure who will never fit into the status quo. You have the admirable ability to fight to the finish, and you will choose those who know how to fight and those who know how to do spiritual warfare and those who are very competitive and are willing to join you and follow your leadership. You love life. You have a deep love for Jesus, compassion for others, and you are a leader who will influence your generation. So I bless you, Kelsey. And Mary B. from Nederland, Texas, you have an unmistakable ministry to those who are depressed. They can't seem to laugh anymore. Have a difficulty smiling, particularly those who have been victimized by generational curses, abused in their childhood. And all of these things are accompanied by sadness, sorrow, loneliness. But you have a word for these individuals in due season. You're going to lift them out of this realm of despair, and you're going to get them disconnected from their family tree of failures, addictions, alcoholism, abuses, and their spirit of doubt and unbelief. You're going to disconnect them from that tree, and you're going to help them by the Holy Ghost get grafted into a new tree, and they are going to bring forth godly generations. And Kristen from Tulsa, Oklahoma, I hear the Holy Spirit saying there is a remedy for those who seemingly cannot fulfill their goals and purposes in life. It seems like that everything they do turns into failure. And even the people that are closest to them, including their family members, have given up on many of them. But the Holy Spirit has anointed you to stick with those these type of people, those who have given up on them long ago, those who repeatedly are self-consumed and are trying to get their own way in life. But there's a special anointing in your life to see the quality of these individuals, and the mandates that they have when others have given up on them, causing many to rise up and bless you in days to come, including you in their testimony, in their writings, or even in their manuscripts. I hear the Holy Spirit saying over you, Haley from Dallas, Georgia, that you are one who is loyal to a fault in the realm of the natural, extremely committed to those principles that you believe in. And you are not one that varies one iota from those things that have been implanted in your heart and your spirit. You're a long-term runner, and you are a dreamer and planner in life with strong confidence, which will bring about amazing results. And I just bless you now. And you're going to have people that that are committed to join you in ministry to a lot of other worthwhile situations. Ramona from Moore, Oklahoma, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have a special gifting in your life to minister to those who've experienced major setbacks in their life. You have those strong hands to lift up those who become careless in their ways and feel they don't deserve another chance. But the Holy Spirit is giving you the right words to help them get up and go again, giving expressions that will cause them to live again, live life again in such an amazing way. Well, I want to say it's great to have you joining me here on BPN Radio, your 24-hour internet prayer station at this time or any time. And don't forget, Roy Beard is going to be on with his prophetic ministry, Understanding of the Times, and that is going to be happening. That is going to be happening at 1 o'clock and 7 o'clock. And it's good to have people joining me here on Facebook Live. I'm so delighted that you are joining me here. I'm very thankful and grateful. And, wow, it's a wonderful day. And I'm looking at some of your requests right now, and I believe the Holy Spirit is going to give me some words for those of you that are joining me today. And yes, I'm looking. And I just want to let you know that these prophetic words are being posted on our Breakout Radio Church website. If you want to go there, Breakout Radio Church website, and right on the left of our Breakout Radio Church website, there is posted the prophetic words over the past several weeks, and you can go to those. Jerry from Melbourne, Florida. Hey, Jerry, you seemingly have walked a path alone, but I'm telling you that people are joining you because of your tenacity not to turn aside. And I hear the Holy Spirit saying there were times that what you were saying were being ridiculed, were not accepted. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you have always been a man that is ahead of your time. And so know that God is with you and he is working with you, both to will and to do of his good pleasure. And many are joining your company, a company of believers that is going to see the remarkable hand of God work because of you, Jerry, and because of the path that that you have hewn out and the way that you have stuck with it. And Evelisi from Lake Worth, Florida, you must know that God has given you a lot of promises concerning your family, and you must not turn away from these promises that God has placed in your heart concerning your family. And you must not look at what is happening in their lives now, but you must learn to do spiritual warfare with the words that he has given you over them in times past. Remember that Paul spoke to Timothy to take the prophetic words that he had received and do spiritual warfare with these prophetic words. And so that's what you must do in Jesus' name. I bless you, Evelisi from Lake Worth, Florida, in the name of Jesus. And over you, Alicia, from Yukon, Oklahoma, hear the Holy Spirit saying that he is giving you a resting place. It has been in so many times and so many occasions that there's been so many things happening that you cannot seem to find your resting place. But I hear the words of the Lord saying, from the Logos word. Come unto me, all you that are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take your yoke upon me and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and you shall find rest unto your soul. That's your mind, will, and emotions, Alicia. And I am confident that God is bringing you into that resting place. And in that time of rest, I hear the Holy Spirit saying you're going to have much revelation. Much revelation will come out of your place of rest. And Sherry, from Lago Vista, Texas. I don't know where that's at, because, well, Texas is a very big state. But Sherry, know this, that the will, plan, and purposes of God that was given to you at the time of your rebirth. I'm telling you, the times that you were born again. And in those days when it seemed like that all the angels were singing around you and the stars were shining bright and the streetlights were 10 times brighter than ever. And it was during that little time of your rebirth, the days that followed your salvation, you gave your heart and life to Jesus Christ. It was during those days that God brought about major promises into your life. And I declare that even though times may be dry and you say, where is the Holy Spirit and where is he at? I declare that God is at work. And you remember those promises and that revelation and those things that God deeply embedded in your heart and your spirit. And you must not turn aside. You must write those things down in big, bold letters in Jesus' name. And I pray over you, Stacy, from Houston, Texas, that anointing to lead in prayer is mightily upon you. And God has anointed you to be a prayer leader, to call those things that are not as though they already are, to build people in faith, letting them know that they can do what God says they can do. They can go where God says they can go, and they can have what God says they can have. And so in your prayer times, you're building people up and leading them in those faith declarations that builds their faith. And when they leave the corporate prayer sessions that you are leading, Stacy, they go away full of hope and energy. And I see God enlarging your prayer ministry and your assignment as a prayer leader. And Roger from Mustang, Oklahoma, know this, that God has placed the ability to teach his word deep inside of the recesses of your heart. And I declare that many in days to come will sit at your feet listening to you teach the Logos word, asking many questions. I even see you getting so tired at the midnight hour that you're saying, I'm so tired, I must go. But hungry hearts are responding to the magnificent teaching of the Word of God that he has placed in your heart and in your life. And Joseph from Bartow, Florida, I hear the Holy Spirit saying that you're going to minister to people that are in desert places in their walk with Jesus. And it's like they're in a desert place and they are so dry. But you're going to begin to pray for them, and there's going to be refillings of the Holy Ghost with the baptism of the Holy Spirit with speaking in tongues. And Joseph, you're just going to be an amazing man that is able to minister to them, and they are going to go away saying, we have experienced times of refreshing. And James from Wellington, Florida, I see you driving down the road, communicating with the Holy Ghost, having incredible encounters with the Holy Ghost, times of laughter and the anointing coming upon you. And you are so overwhelmed by the Holy Ghost that you have to pull off to the side of the road because of the anointing and the glory of God that is filling your vehicle. And know this, that these times are going to be remarkable because the times and the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon you are going to overflow upon other people. I bless you right now in Jesus' name. James, you're going to have most unusual encounters with the Holy Ghost. It's going to be remarkable. And Cynthia from Port Arthur, Texas, I bless you now. I declare that God is at work in your life. He's given you an amazing gift of laying on of hands. And when you lay hands on people, they're going to be set free from demonic powers and demonic forces. And demons are going to flee by the laying on of your hands. And we know that this is one of the special gifts that was mentioned in Romans chapter 6, where the laying on of hands was a special gift that was given to the church, and you're going to flow in that in a very special way. And Maria from Metairie, Louisiana, I bless you, Maria. I bless you and declare that you're going to be a major player in this wave of revival that is sweeping across America, that's going to be led by young people, going to be led by women. It's going to be led by Spanish-speaking people. That does not mean that other people groups will not be included. They will. But Spanish-speaking people are coming on the scene, and God is beginning to prosper them in a very special way. And I declare that the last shall be first. The first shall be last. And many times you have felt you and your family are last on the totem pole. But I hear the Holy Ghost saying you're going to be first. God is moving you to the top of the ladder, and you're going to play a significant role in this new wave of revival that is going to sweep across America during these times when it appears that America is falling into a place of helplessness and hopelessness, and when it appears that the powers of darkness are winning. I'm telling you, God is going to shine forth, and the light is going to overcome all the darkness in this nation, and there's going to be a tremendous response to the prayers of the people, including you, Maria, and you are going to reap in places that you have sown, but I hear the Holy Ghost saying you're also going to reap in places that you never have sown before. And Brenda from Las Vegas, Nevada. You must stay ready. You must posture yourself because doors are going to open quickly and they're going to close quickly. And you must get ready. You must make room for the big. You must prepare yourself. You must not be distracted. You must not allow, I hear the Holy Ghost saying, you must not allow the little foxes to spoil the vines in your life. And Gene, from Chesney, South Carolina, you just have this wonderful ability to listen, and people seemingly seek you out to listen to them, and you are like it was in the book of Job. There are some bright spots in the book of Job, and you are able to taste people's words. You are able to discern what is happening in people's lives by hearing their words, and you're able to concentrate on what they are saying, and you are one to discern what is going on by not just by the words that they speak, but by the words that they don't speak. And you have this incredible ability. And so many times you try to envy people. You try to envy people that have wonderful gifts of being able to speak. I'm not saying that you don't, but sometimes you envy people by their ability to speak great swelling words, their ability to communicate with major audiences, but you have just as great ability to listen to these people, discern what they're saying, and you are going to be able to be promoted because of your wonderful responses to people's words. And Danielle from Taylor, Texas, God is using you to be able to step forth in a most unusual way to speak to your generation. And I bless you right now, the anointing of the Holy Ghost upon you. And Tara, you from Green Acres, Florida, you must not drop those things that God has placed in your heart, because the Bible said that that Samuel did not let one word fall to the ground. And sometimes it may appear that time has discounted or deleted the things that God has shown you in times past. But your words are keeping those things alive that God has spoken to you over the time, over the years. And sometimes you go back and rehearse those words. Don't give up. Do not let one word fall to the ground. And Josh, Young Harris, Georgia, I just see you involved in theater. I see you involved in the production of movies. I see you having a major role in movies in the Christian world as well as the secular world. This incredible gift of writing, communication, producing is quite remarkable in your life. So I bless you in Jesus' name. And Gayla from Flat Rock, North Carolina. Your voice is going to be heard in many different places. There's something about your voice, and your voice is going to begin to attract people that have been disenchanted, disconnected, and disinterested. We just have a lot of a whole generation of people that are bored with church. They're bored with spirituality. They're bored with not seeing miracles, not seeing things happen in their life that they've heard about. But I'm telling you, you're going to attract people, call people out of the caves where they have been dwelling. They're going to come out into the open because of your voice, and incredible things are going to happen in response to what God is speaking through you and how he is magnifying you and multiplying your voice. So I bless you, Gayla, from Flat Rock, North Carolina, wherever that is. Well, boy, it's such a wonderful thing to have. I'm going to take a little drink of water. My throat is getting a little bit dry. I love to prophesy. There's nothing in the whole wide world I think I'd rather do than give people prophetic words, which I've been doing since 1985, serving as a prophetic voice to this nation and nations of the world. I love to do it. Remember, it could be a now word, a future word, confirming word, could be a new word. But whatever it is, you must write it down. And Philip from Amarillo, Texas. Yeah. You have this amazing ability to discern what's going on in your surroundings and to draw people in to what is actually taking place in life. And as you are able to comprehend your surroundings, God is blessing you and bringing you into this incredible gift of being able to give instructions concerning life and concerning what is going on in other people's lives as well. I bless you now in Jesus' name. And Raquel in West Palm Beach, Florida, I bless you now. I declare in Jesus' name that God is giving you promotion, and he is and is giving you a promotion that's going to take place in three different stages of your life. And Diana from Rockwall, Texas, you have been a recipient of much anointing. There's a lot of anointing that resides in your life. But because of certain situations, there has been a lot of disruption that is taking place. But I hear the Holy Spirit saying it's not just been a It's only been a comma in your life. It's only been a short interruption. It's not been a period. So there is something that has been started in your life in days gone by, and I hear the Holy Spirit saying there is going to be a continuation. Over you, Joshua and Sarah, Reedley, California. God has put the world in your heart. He's put the world in your heart, and He's opening up major opportunities, and He's going to send you in days to come to cities and nations and languages that you don't understand their language, you have never even heard of. But God is preparing you to make major trips into different lands, and you're going to drive a stake in the ground. God's going to give you ownership, and you're going to go back, and you're going to begin to tell people the opportunities that are happening in those different geographical locations, many that the people that you speak to have never heard of, but they're going to respond. And there's going to be small places things are going to be started in small places that will eventually begin to multiply into large areas of ministry for you and those who join you. And Pat from Highlands, Texas, the Spirit of the Lord is coming upon you in most unusual times, and you are going to begin to respond to the voice of the Holy Ghost, and many will be baptized in the Holy Spirit because of the anointing that comes upon you suddenly. So your life is going to be marked by suddenly things are going to begin to happen. I bless you in Jesus' name. And Adolfo from Chico, California, I hear the Lord saying that things around you are going to be revived, and you are going to begin to cry out, revive these places that we have sown into, Lord. And I hear the Lord saying that those places are going to be revived because of your words. And, you know, it's like Daniel chapter 10, the angel of the Lord said, I came because of your words. I'm responding. And the Holy Spirit is going to respond to the words that are in your mouth. And there's going to be a reviving of those things that seemingly were dead. And you are going to speak like Ezekiel did, and you're going to call forth those dry bones, and those dry bones are going to begin to respond to you in the name of Jesus. And right now I'm just praying. I'm praying for people that are listening to this broadcast, whether you're listening to it live here on BPN Radio at 10 o'clock Central Time, or you're listening to a replay, or you're listening to Facebook, you're watching Facebook Live several hours later. I declare the Holy Ghost is coming upon you. And even though I may not be calling your name at this very, very moment, you're beginning to feel the anointing of the Holy Ghost. And I declare there is a release. Ebronde erabrote alabrooshe briike to orabaata. There is a release of that anointing, and you're beginning to hear the voice of God speak in a dimension that you have not heard before, and you're writing it down. And I'm even declaring that some of you may not be receiving a word from the Lord at this very moment, but I declare that maybe in a few minutes, or maybe in a few hours, maybe tonight or maybe tomorrow, the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and you'll begin to prophesy to yourself. As Mary in Luke chapter 1, she began to prophesy over herself. I remember the first time that I prophesied over myself, I was in the northern part of Georgia, in the hills of the mountains of Georgia. And suddenly I spoke to the congregation. I said, and I have a word for myself. And I began to say, and Dale Gentry, I prophesy over you. And the anointing of God came. And it was just an amazing experience. So I declare it happening in Jesus' name. And Amanda in Greer, South Carolina, there is an amazing anointing upon you to make some journeys to Europe, as well as Eastern Europe. I hear you speaking in two or three different languages. I declare that you're going to operate from this day forth in the realm of the supernatural, that God is at work in your life, and what he is doing and he's going to do is not to be denied. And I declare the dreams and vision that God has put in your heart, you must not deny it, and you must not allow anybody to discount that. I hear the Holy Ghost saying, and over you, Susie, you are going to raise up a lot of different small groups in your region. I'm telling you, you're going to go into little towns, maybe 100, 200, 300 people. You're going to go into small towns, and you are going to be you're going to raise up a significant work. And there's going to be neighborhood revivals that are going to begin to take place because of the anointing upon your life. There's going to be neighborhood prayer watches that are going to be raised up as a result of the anointing upon your life in Jesus' name. And Bina from Shreveport, Louisiana. Hey, Bina, God is going to use you in most unusual ways. And you're going to see the hand of God work in ways that is not going to be acceptable with the normal group of people. But you, Bina, you were made for this. You were made for this. And I declare the spirit of laughter is going to come upon you as a confirmation of what the Holy Ghost is saying over you, Bina, from Shreveport, Louisiana. I bless you now in the name of Jesus. And I want to give you an opportunity to sow a seed today into Breakout Prayer Network. And, you know, I know that this is a ministry that is worth your investment. And you can invest in Breakout Prayer Network by going to bpnradio.com. And also by going down to the bottom of the page, and what you do is you simply click on the donate button at the bottom of the page, and you'll be able to donate there using your PayPal, your credit card, or your debit card. And if you want to make a check to Breakout to this ministry, you just write your check to Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985. That's Breakout Ministries, P.O. Box 91985, Austin, Texas 78709. Austin, Texas 78709. And so, Father, I just pray that you'll speak to people about sowing a seed, giving a contribution to Breakout Prayer Network, Breakout Ministries. I pray that you'll bless the people as they give today. Bless them abundantly, bountifully, in Jesus' name, amen and amen. And remember, we have Breakout Radio Church every day here on BPN Radio, 8 a.m. and 8 p.m. every day of the week. That's Central Time. And, of course, our main service is broadcast live on BPN Radio at 8 a.m. That's Central Time, 8 a.m. Central Time, every Sunday morning. If you don't have a church or a pastor, you can go to bpnradio.com or breakoutradiochurch.com, and there is a link to our membership, a membership link there if you don't have a church or a pastor. It's been great to have you today. I'm so delighted what God is doing in this nation as we continue to pray for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And if I did not call your name, give you a prophetic word, remember that every Tuesday we are praying over people. We do have a long list of people, but we trust that we will get to you in due season. Been a tremendous pleasure and a privilege of being able to minister to you today and to exercise the prophetic anointing that God has given me. I'm so delighted to be able to minister to you here during this time. I have one more word before I go for Claudia B. Claudia B. from Concord, California. I got this word this morning. You're incredibly anointed to finish assignment. Sometimes you may be the last one out of the gate, but you always finish strong, even picking up where others have left off. Well, we got to go. Time is running out. Stay tuned as we continue to broadcast here on BPN Radio as we call for revival in America of the spiritual awakening.
You're listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.